I want to discuss a few things relating to Parashas Kidoshim from Sefer Eitzer Piloy Satar, like last week. So I just want to let's go back to this Sefer. A couple of interesting things relating to this Parasha. Let's try to find. I don't really have. Okay, this is something that is cute. The only reason why I would say this is because Rabbi Akiva Eger said this. This is a story which is a little bit shocking that Rabbi Akiva Eger would say such a thing, but he said it. First of all, I don't know, Rabbi Meir, you here, Rabbi Meir?
No.
It says Rabbi Akiva Eger was the Rav in Pozna.
Yeah. Pozna. Yeah.
They say that in your shul?
What's the name?
Pozna, Rabbi Akiva Eger.
Huh?
Rabbi Akiva Eger was the Rav of Pozna.
Yeah, Pozna.
Okay. So there was a mice there where in this week's parasha we have the parasha of Loi Tignoif. In this week's parasha there's a mention of Shabbos. So there's an interesting story that Rabbi Akiva Eger told his students, it seems that there were people in his town of Pozna that were had the tendency to go to the theaters and sports arenas on Shabbos. Go to a baseball game, right? People told me they used to do this when they were children. They would go Friday night to a baseball game. You can do that. They lived in the Bronx.
I live in the Bronx.
And Friday night. You daven Kabbalah Shabbos.
I had a minion in Providence, Rhode Island, and coming home after Shabbos davening,
yeah.
Used to stop in Brown University, used to play football.
On Shabbos.
There's
an Erev. Okay, so he said, so he said that if you go to a baseball game, if you go to an entertainment on Friday night, you're a ganef. Rabbi Akiva Eger, again, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, why are you a ganef? So he says, because you come home from shul Friday night, when you come home Friday night, you're accompanied by malachim. Shalom aleichem, malachi hashoreis. Shnei malachi hashoreis. When you buy a ticket to go to the baseball game, you only pay for yourself. What about the malachim? They're coming with you to the game.
They're on the 50-yard line.
Unless it's the California Angels.
Okay. So he said this in jest. He said this in jest. It's very, very. I find this to be very shocking. Rabbi Akiva Eger was. Okay. Now there's an expression. This is an interesting topic to itself. It says this parasha, Loi Tignoivu. That is a Gemara famous expression, Roiv Ganve Yisrael. What exactly does that mean? Most Ganovim simply means most Ganovim in the world are Yisraelim. Now the truth is, this is just an idea. There's no big lumbus here. There's an idea. This Gemara is found in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Omar Rava, Ruba Ganve Yisrael Ninu. It's a member from Rava. Now, what's important to know about this, we all like to say this, every time Rachmanel something is a scandal in the news, we say, well, what do you expect? Roiv Ganve Yisrael. That's the common expression in the street. Most of the Ganovim, most of the white-collar criminals out there have Jewish yichus. The truth is, it's not what it says in the Gemara. What it says in the Gemara, Rav indeed said, Ruba Ganve Yisrael Ninu, but Toisvis there, on that Daf Gemara, in Avodah Zarah, something very important, he says that Rava was referring only to Pumpidisa. Rava was referring only to his hometown. In Pumbadis, the Gemara says, Sha'omar Echol L'chaveroi, come, one said to his son, Bo come var acha, var echa, haramoim shel Pumbadisa. In Pumbadisa, they had a problem. Okay, they had problems in Pumbedisa. So therefore, in Pumbedisa, there were Jews and there were non-Jews. Therefore, since Rava lived in Pumbedisa, when Rava says, Roiv Ganve Yisrael, Ruba Ganve Yisrael Ninu, he was only referring to the Ganavim of Pumbedisa, but does not mean Chas V'Shalom to say that Roiv of the Ganavim in the world are Jews.
You need to know the context of what the statement.
Why he said
it? My first thought.
I don't know. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. It seems it was not. It seems the fact that he had to make the statement was that you don't need to come on to this. It must be that the population was mostly Goyim. But in Pumbedisa, there was a problem. People had a problem, whatever the reason was. In the mainland, Pumbedisa was a one time thing, Rove God and Yisrael. Now, the Chiddush is that this is what it says in Taisvis. And therefore, that's important. Therefore, this expression that's said in the street out there to go say in the this truth that people Rov Gan Yisrael is Lashner, it's also you mean Maitzi Lazan Klal Yisrael. It's just simply not true. It's not true. Most Jews are good, honest, hardworking people. They're not Ganavim. It was only in Pumbedisa. What's very interesting, he points out, is there's a Bach. The Bach in Shulchan Aruch, he writes, he basically says that this statement really refers to all of the Jews, all the people in the world. Roiv Ganvei Yisrael in the world. And he even uses, goes so far to apply this to a halachic principle. And his discussion there is, if you find a Shoychet at some Mumar, one day they discover, guess what? The Shoychet they discover was Nichshol in Arayis. He's a mummer for Arayis. Or the Shaykh is a Mechal Shah. That's even worse. Arayis. Or let's say he's a mummer for Shatnez. He doesn't care about Shatnez. He wears Shatnez every single day. And you tell him, you're not allowed to wear Shatnez. I don't care. Leave me alone. It's not my business. So the Bach says that he's not kosher to be a Shaykhit. Once a person already is choshut, he's a mummer for one Avera, you're not allowed. Everything that he does is shechita, is no good. You have to be chayish. He doesn't really care when he does shechita. With this one exception, the Bach says that if you discover a person is a ganef, he has an addiction problem. Okay, gambling, he's a ganef. He's a ganef. So he says if you find that a shechid has a problem, that he's a mummer to be a ganef, his shechita is still a kosher shechita. And how do I know this? Because the Gemara says, Roiv Ganvei Yisrael. So therefore, every single person who does Shechita, you have to be Chayish, he's from the Roiv. And that means there's no Shechita in the world that's kosher. Because that means every single person is already a Mumur, to be is already a Reyesa.
Roiv
Ganvei Yisrael doesn't mean that Roiv Yisrael are Ganav.
Right. It's the opposite. It's the end of it.
Let me read you the words. Quote from the Bach. The Kasa Bach. Shekol Shor Haveros. Maybe I'm not saying it. Let me read you the words. Shekol Shor Haveros. Nira Sheyesh Lahachmir Lahachach B'dika B'dika Sasakin. If a Sheikhet is already found to be a Choshud on any mitzvah, any Avera, you gotta check his knife. We don't trust him. Avul Beginneva Ein Choshashim. Lahachach B'dika Sasakin. Yafilu B'muchsuk Lignoiv Harabi Pomim. The guy's.
He's a mochsuk.
Okay, right. Okay, that's right. Okay, the guy's in prison. In prison, one of the prisoners, the Shaykh.
The Shaykh
did not as well.
Even if he did
Charavirus,
we only have to check his knife.
Right, okay. So let's say we did not check his knife. In a Chanan, right. Let's say, then it's okay. Then we Chayid, when there's all the Shas, Jitsa, Hagroma, all those things, okay, we're not so back enough.
Rashi Klein used to say, and Nishkan Galev, this is business.
Honor, what did you say yesterday? Honor of things. Avol begneva in chashdoyes. Vafilu b'muchzak lignoiv harbe pam ein loy din meshumet. And this is what the Bach says. Shocking thing the Bach says. This is a collection of ideas. V'teida shahare omru loyiv ganovim Yisrael. The imkain lo yiye stam Yisrael, a stam a person that we do not know, kosher l'shchita, ela biyadua she'ena ganef. It doesn't really answer your question. This is what the Bach says. Now the Bach basically, he's going to the extreme, he's taking the Gemara literally, that most ganavim out there in the world are ganavim, and every person you have to write about b'chayish, who knows, he might be a ganav. So all of the poiskim, they take him to task. The shach and everyone else, it says, what is the Bach writing? Such a horrible thing. It's not true. The Gemara, you look at Tosfos, the Masechet Avodah Zarah, when Rav says, Rav Ganvei Yisrael, it's only referring to the city of Pumbedisa. Ad Kedei Kach, the Bach writes, it's accepted. It's not written anywhere that the Bach said he made a mistake and he told the editors to strike it from the text. Okay, that's what he includes over here, that he included the Chol Haroya Yechrad. He writes over here, who's writing this? The Shach is writing this. Yechrad v'yishtoymeim al zeh. Shemesim l'chol Yisrael b'cheskas ganovim. Avon lo yu'un el tzadik olovon ki abach zal be'atzmai tziva b'chayav l'moichakoy k'moy shekosav ha'shach b'yaradeya. Okay, interesting idea that the Shach would take the Gemara literally. Literally, and how far this went. Okay, let's go to another topic. Those people are nichshol. The nichshol and I don't know.
The way I look at it is when you
you have those signals with this parsha. The word, the pasuk of Lo Tignovu in this parsha, Lo Tishakru, Lo Tishakru, Ishbamiso, it's there to tell you that since the laws of Geneva in the Torah are so much more far-reaching in terms of Geneva Stas, in terms of things, so of course more Jews are nichshel in what the normal world doesn't consider Geneva. But in Judaism, according to the Torah, it's considered Geneva. So therefore, a lot of Jews are gone up because it's so much more deep. So many prophets of Geneva that are considered Geneva.
It's a higher standard.
Right.
Okay, let's go to another short idea. Okay, this week's parasha is a very important parasha relating to Lashon Hara. Le'selech rochil bi'anecha le'samral damriyecha. He brings you something very interesting. Sefer Derech Pikudecha, the name of a Sefer Derech Pikudecha, Kosa B'Shem HaBal Shem Tov. HaBal Shem Tov writes something very, very, very powerful. That whenever a person speaks slow, whenever a person speaks Lashon Hara, what he's really speaking about is Hashkocha Pratis. When you see something evil, something nasty in someone else, and it bothers you, or it's interesting enough for you to focus on to the point where you tell it to someone else, that is a clear indication that you suffer from that very same bad nida. And therefore, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, what you're really doing is speaking about yourself. I really wrote, Shekol ma sha'odam roye b'chaveroi, it's the Baal Shem Tov, simen hu le'atzmo sheyesh boi be'olomo chisaron zeh. But it's even like subconsciously, right? The same principle. Ki oda bebuchinas mare, a person like a mirror. So when a person speaks, this is at least like an incentive or some type of a technique. A person should hold back from speaking Lashon Hara, because the truth is, anytime you speak Lashon Hara, you're really revealing your own averos. Because it's human. It's a hashkacha practice that you'll only see in other people's sins that you yourself are guilty of. Okay, let's go to another quick idea. Let's talk about shatnez. This is parasha. We also learned about the mitzvah of le'silbash shatnez tzemer u'pishtim yachad. He has over here a collection of some very interesting reasons of why shatnez is aser. The first comes from the simple reason from the Moshe of Zakenim. The Moshe of Zakenim says, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, it says liminehu. Everything deserves its own min. Hashem does not want there to be taruvis. It's based upon what it says in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hashem, the Bria, was liminehu. When you bring together two different meanings, semer upishtim or different animals, this is a violation against the blueprint of creation. Okay, next thing, another interesting reason he brings from the Moshe of Zakenim is that generally, things that are shatnez do not reproduce. A mule, if you breed a horse and a donkey together, produce a mule. A mule does not reproduce. So the same way that is true in regard to animals, that's also true in regard to other all types of kelayim. Things that are of different minim, the result has a weakness that does not have the ability of priya or revia. And built into the priya or revia, harkava? It's weaker. Maybe it means that it's weaker.
A lot of fruits.
So do those fruits, do they have seeds? Not all the time. A lot of those fruits, you can't go further. Some of them stop. Some of them do. But even those that do, it seems are weaker. The koyach of priya or revia is diluted when you have some type of arkava. Okay, now he brings over here from the Ramban. The Ramban says that in ancient time, like this is really like a time of a Rambam, is that the time when the Torah was given, it was Yodua, that by the Avod Zara, the Koimer, the priest, would wear shatnez. It was a technique. It's nothing more than a simple technique for Klal Yisrael to distance themselves from the worship. Also, the Kohen Gadol was different. So the Kohen Gadol and the Chanami, okay, I don't know, you're right. So, but the Ramban, b'shem the Rambam, in Mor Nevuchim, I read the words of Harambam cost of Mor Nevuchim kitam hashatnez v'neish hoye bezman ahu begen yodua la koyim baalei hakashofim shabohen hoye oisim kol maaseim v'amar shemosa kein kozum zefreim ulfi shahoye inyan gadol b'rotzu lechem ha'oid sheyifalu boi pulosam haros lavod zara. Torah says I don't want you to wear shatnez. All right, interesting idea. Okay, next idea. Now this is that we all. This is a very popular day. Kayin Hevel. That we all look from the Rokeach. Kayin brought a carbon from animals. Hevel brought from the sheep. The one brought from the fruit. One animals, which is wool, and the other brought from the fruit of the Adama flax. So therefore, in order that led to murder, jealousy, in order that we should not be reminded of that terrible avera, the first murder. Therefore, we don't wear tzemer upishtem yachtav. Now he quotes over here something very interesting. That in Shulchan Aruch, what is the simin to support this idea as a remez? What is the simin that in Shulchan Aruch Yerdeya, where you begin the sugya of shadnes? What's the simin? It's simin reish tzadiches. What is reish on 298 retzach? And where does it end? And which simin does it end? Simin shindalad. Shindal is Rosh Hashanah, Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim. So it's very interesting is that the sugya, the laws of Shatnes, begin on Simin Reish Tzadi Daches, and on Simin Shindal. It's Merumus, the time of the Rokeach, is that the first form of Shatnes, all the linen led to Ritzicha between Kain and Hevel. In order to avoid that terrible event, we distance ourselves. Okay, another interesting idea. He says, this is really, to me, very fascinating. Rabbeinu, Sefer, Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu, Bali, HaTosfos. I'm reading here these words. Kosu Tam Pella. A wondrous reason why Shanez is also. Vizel Lashonai. Tosfos, Bali, Tosfos. Letzilba Shanez, Lethisha, Poroiches, Nase, Mishesh, Vishesh, from linen, Umitcheles, and from wool. Utcheles is Imrug, Haritzemu, Pishim Yachtov. The Poroiches of the Beis Hamigdash, of the Mishkan, was made from Shanis. Viloy Rotzo HaKodosh Baruch Hu, Sheyasu Bonav Dugmosai. It's a type of garment that's miyuchid for the Beis Hamigdash. In order to be Magal ben Kodesh Lachol, a person should not wear on his clothing on his body, shanis, kemoshe motzinu, biketoires, ish, it's a parallel, we have a precedent. No one is allowed to make the ketoires. Ish, ashayase komoa, lohareach bavenichrusa. Anyone that goes and makes the ketoires hasamim is chayef karis. You're not allowed, the ketoires is miyuchit for the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to build a real model of the Beis HaMikdash. There's no life-size model, a menorah. You can't have a menorah that has 7 candles. You only can have 6. You're not allowed to make a shulchan or a mizbeach, ketavnes ha-shulchan ha-mizbeach. Everything has to be different. So it's for the same reason, that is why we're not allowed to have shanes. Now we go so far to say something really fascinating. I'll actually read this, is that the halach and the Beis HaKnesses is the mantle that is spread upon the bima, is that allowed to be made from shanes? So you have to have the mantle that you put on the bima check for shanes. The answer is yes. Because when you put the sevtar on the bima and you get an aliyah, sometimes the mantle covers your hand.
But you put a plastic over the mantle.
Even so, but maybe you'll put your hands underneath, you'll go and you'll try to take out a sheet, so you'll do, it's a cold day in shul, you'll be very happy to keep your hands underneath the but what about the paroches? Is the paroches allowed to be shanes? Is Shulchan Aruch? Yes. The paroches itself is not something which is
you never cover yourself.
You never cover yourself with it. So therefore the paroches is allowed to be made from shanes. And he goes so far to say that based upon what we've just learned, yeah, I'll read you these words. The famous Marsha. Al Shulchan Aruch. Al Masha Kosef Ramah. She Paroiches. She Lifnei Harin Kodesh. Mutar Lasos Miklayin. Shulchan Aruch says, you're loud. Hevi Al Zeh Mishut Be'er Esek. The Beged She Parisim Al Abima. V'Neis B'mas Nefetara Tzachli Tzar Bobush Mishum Klayin. Now we know. Aval Masha Sav HaToyra Atzma. Okay, the mantle that goes on the Sefer Torah itself, Mutu Lasos Miklayim, and in this Sefer Beresik, of a Sefer Kosel, I don't know who this Beresik is, he has over here an entry. Chibur HaGoyin HaChocham Rabbi Moshe Shapsei Be'er, he has over here a biography who this person was, and he writes here at the conclusion, Avoma Uvesef Kosel Zel Lashonai, the Eloi Mistapei, if I was not afraid, Hayisi Omer, I would say, the Mitzvah Yoyser, Sheyiyah Miklayim, L'chatchila, the poreches on the aron should be made specifically from klayim. Shemotzinu shirotzah Hashem bebigdei kohuna sheyu meklayim. Things that are holy, things that are used for holy purposes, should bedavka be made from klayim. Okay, next topic. Quick topic. We have in Magencia, Mainz. There is, so you can go visit today, and there is a matseva. I'm assuming it's still there. Maybe it was destroyed in World War II, but I'm assuming it's still there. There's a matseva there in the cemetery in Mainz. On the matseva, it says, Shifcha Charufa. Shifcha Charufa. This week's parasha is the ish ki yishka ves isha shifcha zera ve ish shifcha necharef es leish. What is shifcha rufa? Rashi says, the Gemara, she is in shifcha. Can we have a topic on this? You have a shifcha kenanis. She's sold as a slave, shifcha kenanis, and then half of her is freed. It's owned by two partners. Two people are shutafim in the shifcha kenanis. A non-Jew is property of a partnership of two human beings. Can that possibly be? We had a little discussion. Can you have that as manazem? Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, so you don't really have dina de malchus adina. So there's a question: is there slavery in other parts of the world? Officially on the books, no. It's illegal. It's internationally, but halacha lemaase, it's done in other countries. So a slave, and then one of the two partners is mafker, and then the part that's hefker. Here's the part that we need: is she is designated to an eved ivri. So this woman was originally owned by two Jews. One Jew relinquished his rights in this woman, and then this person is half free, half slave, and she now is allowed to be married to an eved ivri. So now when she's married to an eved, she's called a shifcha charufa. She's half free. If someone will come along and live with her, there's no chiv misa, but there's a chiv loisase. Shifcha charufa. Can such a thing exist bizman hazeh shifcha charufa? Well, maybe you can say you can have a shifcha, you could have slavery bizman hazeh. Maybe you can construct what? But there's definitely no eved ivri, because eved ivri is only when yovel is in operation. And being that bizman hazeh there is no yovel, yovel came to an end. Why need a kenas? But you can be. That's punishment. But can she technically be called a shivcha rufa? So this he says is a pella, because in Magencia we don't assume that Magencia goes back to the time of the Bayis Rishon. There's no way. The last time that Yovel was in full operation was during the time of the Bayis Rishon. And even if you want to say there was Yovel during the time of the Bayis Sheni, but after the Bayis Sheni was Charav, there was definitely no Yovel. And in that case, then there's no din eved ivri. So the first time, how could it possibly be that in Magencia, in Mainz, there is a kever that says upon it that the person buried here is a shifcha of one of the wonders of creation? How can there be such thing? But the Metzia says it does exist, such a thing. Even if you Google this to see if there's more research on how such a thing ever came to be. Okay, next interesting topic. Of Yitzhak Zilberstein, he says that Bizman Hazeh, who does he bring this from? He brings that Bizman Hazeh, there's an inn, you know, they all plant trees today. Today it's a big thing. Over here in this neighborhood, they're planting trees all over the place. Right? If you don't want a tree, can you protest? I know I have someone who protested. He called them 311 and they sent him a letter. They followed his he protests. I don't want a tree. They marked up the sidewalk. You're getting a tree here. He sent in, it's called 311. He made a formal protest. I don't want a tree in front of my house for many reasons.
Because of what?
Because it's going to ruin the concrete. It's going to ruin the concrete. It's going to have the leaves. The leaves are going to. I have to get the gardener. A lot of things. So he sent a letter. He sent a letter to the city. You know, he sent made a protest. He gets a letter from the city. They told him, you don't have a right to protest. It's too bad. We're putting it there against your will. Okay, but is there a good thing to plant trees? So there's one tree that's kedai that you should plant. That you should go around planting. They don't do this, that you should plant pomegranate trees. Why? Because the carbon Pesach needs a pomegranate trees.
The spit.
It's an amazing idea. He says, because this week's parasha is the parasha about planting trees. Orla, right? This week's parasha is V'chisavo el ha'aretz u'netatem kol etz ma'achol v'araltem arloso espirio dover pele kos v'agodim b'zik zilbushtin shlita v'siv v'chashuk echemet sheyesh inyin lintoya etz rimoin. These are the Mesech of Pesachim. Kate Satsona Sat Pesach. How do you roast a carbon Pesach? Maybe in Shafut Shal Rimoin. You need a spit from pomegranate wood. The Toych Moil Sech Piv. In Kane Roy Moil and Toya Eats Rimoin. Kadeshi and Mizuman Lo Shipude Rimoin. What's going to happen? When the base Hamilish will be rebuilt in the Heir of Yemen Ramein, there's going to be a shortage of pomegranate spits in order to roast a carbon Pesach. So we really have Emuna and Mashiach is around the corner. We better get going. We gotta get going planting pomegranate trees so we'll have pieces of wood in order to properly roast the Karam Pesach. It's a very fascinating idea. Baharos Mizesh Onu Ma'aminim. We have to show we have Emuna, the Emunas HaMashiach Shbechol Yom Sheyavo. Okay, another thing about Shanis. We have any electrical engineers here. He claims here that scientists claim that if you take shatnez, woolen linen, and you wrap it around a wire, it affects the flow of current.
What?
The flow of current through the wire under a microscope. Is that any truth to that?
What?
The combination of wool and linen. If you take a wire, and there's electricity flowing through the wire, and I don't know how you measure these.
Russians have something called Carillion auras.
If you take wool and you wrap it around an electric wire,
they form static electricity. That's
it forms. There is some type of mitzias, he claims. He writes, there's some type of mitzias. Wool and linen together, when they come together, it has some type of interference against a flow of electricity, which can be detected on a modern measuring. So this goes to show, it's an interesting idea. If this is true, you have to research such a thing is true. Go Google this. If this something is true, then it goes to show that the Torah already, when it was the Torah, Hashem knows that wool and linen. It's not just something which is symbolic. There's a mitzias. So, you know, there are people today. They're discovering that they are very sensitive to Wi-Fi. You know, it's very interesting. Today in the ear, there are billions of things going on in the airwaves. All the radio stations, all the television communication, there's Wi-Fi, every carrier you can imagine has a signal. You can pick up a signal as long as you connect, as long as you have a subscription, you can pick up a billion signals in this room. That means in the air, which we cannot detect, there are sound waves which did not exist hundreds of years ago. All these are things polluting the air. And they claim it's a scientific fact. There are people that are very sensitive to this. Nifunakim, one in a million, but there are people that cannot live in a city where there is this old, they go, it affects their mind. It affects them. So it's interesting, it's such a thing that Shanes has such a koyach. It's such a koyach to do something. Okay, we'll stop over here.